Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Carhur Chisate. National Health Authority, Government of India CEO Dr. Sunil Kumar Banwal yesterday called on Governor Nand Kishore Yadav at Lok Bhavan Kohima. During the meeting, officials discussed avenues to strengthen state's digital healthcare ecosystem under Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. Dr. Banwal on social media X said the meeting deliberated on accelerating digital health adoption, strengthening digital health records for evidence-based care and developing model districts and model health facilities, among others. Kepozo Kapu, a postgraduate student of political science from Nagaland, was conferred the Best Responder Award at the Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament 2026, held from June 15 to 17 in New Delhi. Representing Nagaland, he participated as Minister of Social Justice and Empowerment and engaged in debates alongside delegates selected from various states and union territories through a rigorous multi-stage selection process. His performance during the question hour and parliamentary deliberations earned him the Best Responder Award, carrying a cash prize of 1 lakh rupees. Mr. Kapu is currently pursuing MA in Political Science at St. Joseph's College Autonomous, Jakhama. The national level program was organized by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports in collaboration with My Bharat. This year's Youth Parliament was conducted under the theme Nari Shakti Vandan, Catalyzing Inclusivity and Viksit Bharat 2047, with discussions centered on women's leadership, inclusivity, social justice, empowerment and the role of young people in shaping a developed India by 2047. Commissioner and Secretary Information Technology and Communication and State CISO Arunla Jameer has underscored that Nagaland has made significant progress in digital governance, although much remains to be done in expanding digital services. Addressing the State Consultative Workshop on Strengthening Cybersecurity Frameworks for State Data in Kohima yesterday, she highlighted initiatives such as CMHIS, CM Alliance Online Scholarship, PIMS and e-Treasury, which have transformed governance and service delivery. Ms. Jameer said, despite digital transformation, it has increased risk associated with safeguarding sensitive data, and noted that cybersecurity is a shared responsibility among IT department, government offices and employees handling digital information. Senior Technical Director and State Informatics Officer NIC Nagaland, Ailanu Sinkum Aya, emphasized the need for data in government applications to be consistent with records maintained by departments. A Naga Indigenous IN cum Learning Centre was inaugurated at Pesama Village, Kohima yesterday. Commissioner and Secretary Art and Culture Department Bodeno Escolo emphasised the importance of preserving indigenous knowledge, cultural practices and traditional values for future generations. She extended gratitude to Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region and Northeastern Council for supporting the project and highlighted centre's potential to promote cultural tourism, indigenous studies, experiential learning and community-based economic development. Executive Engineer Kakheli Su highlighted the objectives and key infrastructural features of the project. Nasha Mukh Bharat Saptah under the theme Nasha Mukh Bharat Abhiyan Viksit Bharat Ki Pehchan was launched at various districts yesterday as part of the Nationwide Awareness Week. At Newlyn, Deputy Commissioner T.L. Kusumong Tikhir called for collective responsibility from parents, teachers, students and community leaders to build drug-free communities. In Melori, Deputy Commissioner Pulesheke Yiptomi said, human resources are the most valuable asset of the nation, urged public to work together in protecting and developing human resources through awareness, education and a drug-free environment for sustainable growth and development. Meanwhile, District Administration and Social Welfare Department, Tseminyu, also organized the launching program at District Program Office, Tseminyu. Deputy Commissioner Tseminyu, Jaffet Walk, spoke on action plan to be carried out and appealed for collective effort with outreach and awareness campaign for a drug-free district. And Naglan is likely to witness a marked increase in rainfall activity today, with the India Meteorological Department's forecast of a fairly widespread to widespread rain across the state. The IMD in this regard has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over parts of northeast India and sub-Himalayan West Bengal for tomorrow. This weather condition will likely prevail till the 22nd of June. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.